Be involved in living and live eternally. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Be involved in living and live eternally. How can you be involved in living? That's a good question. How can we be involved in living? What is it that makes us involved in living? Well, we have thoughts of aging. We have thoughts of illness. We have thoughts of the past. We have thoughts of the present. We have thoughts of the future. And every one of those thoughts is not living now. It's not being involved in living. It's involved in an otherness, but not in living. When I live every moment of my life as the most exciting moment that ever is, then I am being involved in living and living eternally. When I live every moment that I am, and it is so exciting and so enjoyable and so fulfilling, then I am living in the allness of all that is. I am living in the fulfillment of every possibility that I could ever have for myself. Now, how can anyone live ignoring the past, ignoring the present, and ignoring the future? Well, our life, our world, our existence has trained us to live in the past, present, and future. It says that is what reality is. And we have taken that on as our feeling and our attitude that is the only truth for us. We have taken that on to feel that that is our reality. That is who we are. That is what we believe. And that is all that makes any sense. Now, is that true? And the answer is yes. You can think of the past so easily and so joyfully. You can think of the present because you're living that right now, so to speak. And you can think of the future, the dreamland, something that has yet to be. If you can train yourself, and as I can train myself, and I'm working on this all the time, to live in just this moment, then this moment is all that matters. Now, let's take this condition we're talking about recently, the condition of laughter. Now, if I have an illness that is just rather terrible, and it just bugs me, and it takes my attention morning, noon, and night, and it makes me feel unhappy, and it gives me lots of pain and all that sort of stuff, wow, doesn't that sound great? Now, if I have that experience, and then someone comes into my life, or something comes into my life, and causes me to laugh, the very act of laughing is an act of changing my attitude. The very act of laughing is the act of putting a new cause in motion for myself. I am now laughing. People come up and say, how can you laugh when you just had such a tragedy? Hey, knock it off. That's how I handle apparent tragedy, by laughing. Huh, you're a very insensitive person. You're a terrible person for not feeling terrible and not crying and not having pain and grief and stuff. Hey, if I'm going to spend my time in those areas, I'm going to get the harvest that comes with them, which is more of the same. I'm going to spend my time in laughter and joy and harmony and peace. It's not pretend. It's very real. When you go to a movie and you forget yourself and you start laughing at the movie and you start getting so involved in the movie that you forget that you're in a theater, you forget that you're not on that screen yourself as one of the characters, that's involvement. Now, you may have the most terrible thing in the world. You may leave the theater and crash your car. That's the future, and you don't know that's coming. You may have an experience in the past that was terrible, and hey, that is in the past. You may be in the present living in your stinking body, which has so many irritable things about it that it just irritates the living daylights out of you. Okay, that's the present. But what about right now? Right this minute, right this instant, how do you define the now? It has no time limit, up or down, in or out. How do you define? I'm living in the now, and I'm laughing my head off at some laughable thing, at some joke, at some funny scene, at something that was so amusing. Art Linkletter used to have a show called Children Say the Darndest Things. And when the children would say these things, they'd be being photographed, just like Alan Font, who had a candid camera. And so as people were being photographed, the children being photographed, not knowing they're being photographed, but just talking in a most sincere, open, free way, they say things that are utterly amazing. They come up with things that are sparkling and delightful and charming. They come up with ways of looking at things that adults never dreamed of looking at. Or if they dreamed of it, they long since forgot it. Children live in the now so beautifully when they are given the opportunity. When they're given the opportunity to be challenged in the now. Challenged in their thinking now and in their attitude now and in their way of being now. Children don't even know about the problems of the world because they live in now. Be involved in living and live eternally. Well, you mean I'm supposed to be involved in the act of living and setting the table and being the act of eating my meals and being with my family or friends? I'm supposed to be active in living and going to work and going on vacations and doing these things and listening to music. Yes, listening to music. And watching videos or whatever. No, that is not being involved in living. Living is, when you say, is that tree dead or alive? Do you mean, is that tree no longer has an activity within it of life? It is ready to be chopped down or fall down? Or are you saying, is that tree asleep for the winter? It is in hibernation until spring comes along and the sprouts pop out and life flows forth. What is living? Living is all of those things. Living is every one of those things. Living is being in the now. So what is the tree doing now? Right now, it's asleep for the winter. Right now, it is popping out its buds and spring has sprung and the tree is awakening from its sleep. Now, was it gone? No. Was the life force, the essence of that tree always there? Yep. Was the essence of that tree always the budding of these new sprouts? Yep. Was the essence of that tree hibernation? Yep. Was the essence of that tree all the things that a tree is? Yep. Now, how can we be involved in living and live eternally? How can a tree be involved in living and live eternally? Well, you say a tree doesn't have the same consciousness that humans have, so therefore they're not consciously involved in living and living eternally. I think the big difficulty that we have here is the definition of terms. How do we define living? Living is an active process in being in the now. And eternally is the now. Eternity has no other place in the allness of all other than in now. And you say, well, we've always thought of eternity as something in the to-come experience, something that is in the distant future, something that has not yet evolved itself. Eternity is the year 20,000, 2,100, 2,100, 2,500, 2,600, 3,000, 8,000, 10,000. Really? Is there a limit to the numbers that we can extrapolate from eternity? Not really, but we try. Eternity is now. living fully, magnificently, wonderfully now, and there is no end to it and no beginning to it. There is only the living in the now. There is no past, no future, no present. There's just the now. Well, how can you say there's no present, just the now, and the now and the present are pretty much the same thing? No. The present is a focus in time, in the cycle that we have created for ourselves of past, present, and future. Now is timeless. See, the present is time. Now is timeless. Now is eternity. Now is the allness. Now is the isness. Now is without time. Now is when you're living in the now, you are living without time. Ellen and I oftentimes drove between cities in Europe, and I would be driving and we'd be chatting away, and we drove great distances, and then all of a sudden we were where we wanted to be. And Ellen said, "Oh, we're here already?" You've all said that, I'm sure. And, yep, we're here. "But we can't be. We just left a few moments ago." "Yes, we're here." And the conversation must have been so fascinating that I lost all time. Well, whatever the conversation may have been, it doesn't matter. But you lost all time. And isn't that an exciting thing? To live so vibrantly, so dynamically, so excitingly in the present, that is in the now, not the present, that's time, but to live in the now so exciting, so excitedly, that there is no time. There is no past, present, or future. You live so dynamically in now that that's all there is. Be involved in living and live eternally. If I am so involved in living, sharing with Ellen on our journey here and there between cities of Europe, as we would go to give seminars and lectures everywhere, it's timeless. And the same happens in the United States. And they say the more you travel on a distance, we live up in the mountains, some 70 miles from San Diego, and to drive that distance takes an hour approximately, and we get in the car and we're ready to go, and then we start a conversation, we speak about this or that, or we just meditate or do whatever we're going to do, maybe just look at the scenery. And it seems the more we drive it, the shorter the distance becomes, the shorter the time becomes, because we have learned that living in now, we are so involved in our thinking, in our attitude, in our way of living, fully living it, that we don't even realize that we have driven that distance and that time. Because time and distance mean nothing when you are living vitally and dynamically, when you are alive eternally, but all in the now. That's pretty exciting, I think. Can you get involved like that? Can you be so involved in everything you do that you don't even notice the time? You do it often. I do it often. We all do it. Most natural thing in the world. The most natural thing in the world. But we do not allow ourselves to remain there because we want to be mathematically functional about it. We want to think, oh, let's see now, that was 70 miles and we were spending 1 hour driving it, so it's a little more than 60 miles an hour, and so forth and so on. And you see, we're always trying to figure out details, trying to make the present come alive, make the past valid activity, make the future a reliable experience that is to come. And yet, how much time do we spend in being aware of now? Kind of exciting, isn't it? How much time do we spend in now? Think about it. And when you can start spending time in now, and living so dynamically and so forcefully and so wonderfully now, then be involved in living and live eternally is truly what you are doing. For surely that is what I am doing, and I am a very, very happy now. now, person, I love you. I love you. I love you.